Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
It's a special day today.
To the sunny side of the street.
Tell you why I love that.
Can you hear a pitter-patter?
I hear it.
And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
It's a big sexy world of sex out there. People having intercourse everywhere. So many types of sex to choose. We understand if you're confused. We need a guide for these sexy times. With confidence and seductive chimes. He lives up in a secret lair. And he's not a fan of underwear.
Sex.
I forgot about that one.
I don't like it.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
So excited.
Gold dust.
Tomorrow night, 20 degrees. Woohoo! Good afternoon, everybody. How you doing? I can't hear your response, but I hope it was doing great.
Doing great. About,
I'm talking to the listeners. I can hear you. Say, let me try it again. How's everybody doing out there? I hope you're doing well. I can't hear your response, but I hope your response is, we're doing fantastic, Frank, now that this show is on the air, because that's...
Now that this show's on the air.
All right, I wasn't going to read this email, but...
Here we go.
Now I'm going to read it.
Oh, boy.
Dear Frank, I don't understand why you let those morons keep working with you. They're disrespectful. They do dumb things. It just doesn't make any sense. It's almost like they're mentally challenged or something, and you're letting them work there as some sort of humanitarian, generous sort of, oh, well, I don't want to go on and on, but get rid of those losers. The sooner, the better. I wasn't going to read that.
Who wrote that?
It was written by Jennifer Burgelmaster from Shoveltown. Lives in Shoveltown. Jennifer Burgelmaster.
We get a lot of letters from Shoveltown.
We do. We have a very strong listener base. And in fact, that's the, I believe, Large Morning Show and the Afternoon Fan Club is headquartered in Shoveltown. So welcome, everybody. We're glad to have you here on this, the 6th of November, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I almost said just as the song says, but then I just heard it and I realized it's the 3rd of June. It's not even the 6th of November.
Oh, well.
So try to make a note of that. Let's just get right to it. Today is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips' birthday, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Unlike me, it's obvious that you don't mind people making a big deal out of your birthday, and I think that's actually normal. I think it's more normal for people to go, hey, it's my birthday today, than it is to be like I am and I have been my whole life. I've never wanted it to be a big deal. I don't care. And I don't think anybody else cares. But, Limey, we do care that it's your birthday, and I'll tell you why. Huh. First of all, you're 35 today, right?
Yeah, 35 years old today.
You are right in the middle of what I believe is the best decade of your life. If not 30s, either 30s and 40s, two equally good decades, or for some people I could see where 40s would be the best decade. For me, I think the greatest decade is 30s. I'll tell you why. When you're in your 20s, and I don't care where you work, unless it's, I guess, today in the tech world, you don't get any respect, and nobody really thinks like you know what you're talking about. Your boss, thanks, Frank. That was Frank's 23. Who cares? And when you're in your 30s, it's like, okay, well, you're not a kid anymore, and they actually listen to you and believe that you've had time to learn a thing or two. So you're in the middle of the best decade for that reason, and I think, in some ways, physically. Now, you can't, you know, run and jump and whatever like you could when you're 18, but you're also not 50 or 60 or 70 yet, so you're still, you know,
right, still spry.
Able to do, yeah, if you want to go hiking or, yeah, go ahead. You want to go sailing and crank the ropes to pull the sails in, which you can't do. You can do all. They can ski. So mid-30s, you are right now today, in the middle of what I think is probably the best decade of your life. Plus, you add to the fact you just became a daddy.
I know, right?
You're still shooting bullets.
Yeah.
Well, at least you were 9 months ago. Nine months ago, right. you weren't firing blanks. I don't know about now. Don't care to one, though. But that's another thing. Tim's got a good point. When you get older, a couple of things are going to happen. One, at some point, you're going to have to go through and endure the dreaded rectal prostate exam. You're not going to have to do that yet. Not 35. You don't have to do that.
You should start it, though, early.
You should start it by doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Just get out of what?
Oh, yeah.
Give yourself a prostate exam.
Yeah.
Just reach back and kind of get yourself ready.
Yeah,
and kind of prepared for it. Yeah, check it out.
Okay.
No, we're kidding. We're kidding. Okay. I think he was actually going to go home and do it tonight.
I was not doing it. Yeah. I was just wondering, like, yeah, you know, you just brush your teeth, floss, check your rectum. Why not?
There was a scene in the movie Road Trip in which...
Hey, look who's here. Tim Woodburn.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
You're looking awful dapper today. Have you done something with your hair?
that's exactly the kind of mean thing that I'm talking about.
Well,
I didn't deserve that.
Yeah, you did.
Done something with your hair? No, I was just shot at being bald.
Right. I'm bald, too. It's bald on bald crime. That's not
No, it's not. No, it's not. Because I was bald. I've been bald longer. And when did you go bald? Like, really bald?
Well, Tim completely. Has stubble.
He's got stubble, but he's pretty much bald. So when did that?
I officially declared myself bald when I stopped going to the salon to get my hair cut. When I decided I could cut my own hair, and that was about 2 years ago.
You know, the last time I was in a barber chair was over 40 years ago. What? Why? What's the point? I got clippers. They're Wahl, WAHL or something. Yep. Same kind the barber uses. You get a mirror and hold it behind my head. Done. I don't need to pay.
I would love to have some sort of video going, and you
of me cutting my hair.
No, you going into a barber shop or a salon or anything with a hat on. And then as soon as they sit you down in the chair, you take your hat off and to see the look on their face.
They wouldn't have a look because a lot of bald guys, in fact, most bald guys still go to I call it a barber because I'm old, still go to a hair salon.
You got to get the back of the neck shaved.
Exactly. Yeah. And they even have that, for me, it's the number 2 clipper, the 1/8-inch clipper. They go to sit in the chair and have a couple things done. One, which takes 2 minutes, and they have their ears trimmed out and their nose hairs trimmed.
Oh.
And get this, and I don't think he'd mind if I shared this, my son-in-law, I can say that now, for almost 2 weeks now, I've been my son-in-law, before the wedding, he went and had his nose hairs waxed out.
Oh, yeah.
You heard of this?
That'll hurt.
You ever heard of this? He sent me a video of it. They take two, like, little small tampon looking things, and they're soaked in wax, and they put them up your nostrils, wait about 30 seconds till it sets up, and then just yank them out, and your nose hairs are gone.
And your eyes would water for like 3 days.
Yeah,
sure they would.
Stinging. Oh, man.
And he told me, I said, did it hurt? He went, nah, it didn't hurt that much. I said, hold it. That's impossible, because if you've ever tried to pull a hair out of your nose, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You're right. Your eyes water for 3 days. Ugh. He said, no. He said, this wasn't that bad. It was just real quick and
wow.
No nose hairs. But, yeah, it's wedding day.
You don't pull them out yourself?
I cut mine with one of those little nostrils.
I yank him at the root. You got to do it while you're driving.
Oh yeah. How can you stand that?
While you're driving?
Because they got to go out the window, because you don't want to do that inside somewhere and then have to put them somewhere. So you got to do it while you're driving and throw them out the window. My record's seven.
Seven? What do you pluck it, like tweezers?
No, I just reach up with my forefinger and my thumb.
Oh, I can't. No.
And yank them out, and then I count them. I count them to see how many I got. And the record's seven, and then I, you know.
That would hurt. The wax thing I could do, because it's just, they're all gone, done. But one hair at a time, no. My eyes would water for 3 days.
I got one of those little round trimmers.
Same here.
They go up.
A little attachment that clips onto my clippers. It's good, but it kind of leaves spikes.
No, you're right. And most of them are crap. Here's the best one I found. Conair. Conair makes a rotary. It goes around in a circle. And it's the best one I've ever found. And you can pretty much get everything out of there. It takes a little working, going around, around, around. But you probably don't even have to deal with that.
No, I'm at that stage now where I've got nose hair and ear hair and stuff like that. I gotta keep up on that. Like
the ear hair is a drag because you can't see it. You know, you can't see your own ear hair even with a mirror. It's hard to do. But enough about that. Let's go back to Tim being mean to me and about my being bald. But that's okay. I've had many, many years to get tough and take it. And bald at 23. And I mean, except for the clown fringe hair, nothing on top at 23. So I've had a lot of time. Don't just learn to deal with it. It's no problem.
There's a former employee of mine. His name is Ryan. I hadn't talked to him in a long time. He works for MasterCard out in O'Fallon. And he sent me a text. He goes, I'm talking to my new boss at MasterCard. And he says, what did you used to do before you did this? He said, I used to be a PI. He goes, hey, there's a PI on the AM and the PM show. And Ryan goes, I go, yeah, Tim Woodburn. He's like, yeah. And he goes, he pulls out a picture of me when I was 35, Limey's age. It's on an old website or an old whatever. And he pulls out this picture, and he shows him a picture of me when I'm 35 years old. He goes, here, you talking about this guy? And this guy looks at my picture, and he goes, no, that's not him.
Well, it's not him now, but it was also 15 years ago.
Right. But, I mean, you know, I had hair. I was slimmer. And my point to the story is, enjoy what you look.
You were even slimmer than you are now.
Yeah, I know.
See,
yeah.
Gotcha. We're even.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're not close to even, but yeah, you did get me. Yeah, no, this was 15 years, and this is probably 100 pounds ago, and I had hair. I had hair that I actually used to blow dry.
Whoa.
That's how much hair I had.
Hey.
That's 35.
I did, too. No, I did, too. I used to stand in the mirror in high school. I'd stand in the mirror in the boys' room in high school and check my part in my hair and turn this way, make sure I thought it looked okay before I went back out in the hall where the chicks were.
The sense of parting was really popular when I was in school.
You know who sang at the... Did you see who sang at the Blues game last night, Dan?
No.
Oh, my God. You talk about hair. Neil Diamond.
Oh, Neil Diamond?
Neil Diamond performed at the Blues Canucks game last night. I don't think he sang the anthem. I think he was just, his hair, Frank.
Is it gone?
No, he's got like, kind of like that center piece that's there, right. And then he's got the receding hairline at 2 and 10 o'clock.
Oh, widow's peak.
It's, if he had a nameplate on the back of his shirt that said, Diamond, his hair probably would have covered it. His hair is that long.
Really?
No kidding.
Wow. I couldn't believe. I didn't even hardly recognize the guy. I mean, you certainly recognize his voice right away.
Which I don't think looks good when you don't have hair on top. You try to, you know, do like a long down halfway down your back ponytail thing when you're. I don't know.
I missed the national anthem, and then I fell asleep in the third period and woke up at overtime, which is the perfect time to wake up. And then the Blues go down 3-0 and score to win in overtime. I've never seen.
He probably sang Sweet Caroline. 3-0. Isn't that what he does?
You know what? I was listening to the game on mute, and I was listening to music, and I was watching the game and listening to music, just because I can't stand all the commercials. And when I saw him come on, I took my headphones out, and I tried to mute it up to see what he was singing. It was at the very end, because I'd gotten up off my couch, and I think that's what he was singing.
Every time I've seen him do it at like an event like that, that's what it is.
I think he was getting him to sing Ba Ba Ba, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Caroline. Da, da, da. Yeah, I bet that's what it was.
Right.
Holy cow.
So we haven't even started the Burke segment officially. I don't even know where we were. I don't know what we got started. I welcomed everybody, reminded them what day it was, Sleepy Dusty Delta Day. So I guess we can just officially say, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Birthday boy, 35 today.
Thank you.
Father of one, at least as far as he knows. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, it's all yours. You're welcome.
All right, real quick. It is my birthday. And
I said you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A listener and his wife, Mark and Alicia, bought me some cookies. They are very delicious. Thank you very much. I share them with the folks. And, yeah, that's it. Warm cookies.
They are good.
Like
now, they bought them and didn't make them, right?
Yeah. They bought them. And, you know, I got some milk to go with the cookies, which is even better, but very delicious.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Now, have you ever hesitated at all if a listener brings something to eat, thinking, maybe somebody doesn't really like me, and they're trying to give me the runs or poison me or something?
Nah.
The runs.
I don't think
That's an expression.
I know it is. Just cracks me up. Yeah.
And now a man who has a story about everything, Tim Woodburn. Okay. What's your story?
Well, I wasn't going to bring this up, but since Limey brought it up and you just added on that little mean anecdote about somebody bringing you something that's mischievous.
I didn't say they did. I just asked if you ever considered it.
Yeah. There was a fan of a booster club of a hockey team I worked for one time, a young lady, and she brought us what's that dark pumpernickel looking bread?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's pumpkin bread. I'm sorry, it's pumpkin bread. Not pumpernickel, pumpkin bread.
No, I think it's pumpernickel.
Hold on. I think he's right with pumpernickel. It's a bread, but it's real dark color. It's not cake though. It's bread. I think it is.
So she brought us that, and she brought us a devil's food cake, which I'm not a fan of. It's kind of a red chocolate or whatever. Why is it called that?
What a horrible devil's food. What is that about?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Angel food cake and devil's food cake. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we...
What's the deal? The other one that's kind of reddish is red velvet.
Velvet, yeah.
I hate red velvet.
This girl brought us this pie, or this cake, on a bus, and we were getting ready to go on about a 16-hour bus trip, and a bunch of the guys ate it. I mean, the booster club would always give us food to snack on as we went on these long road trips. And we found out during the road trip and after the cake had already been eaten that this young lady had been telling her friends that she was practicing witchcraft.
Oh, boy. Mm.
And she decided, I can't sugarcoat this, I'm just going to have to say it, she put a drop of her menstrual blood into the ingredients.
And then
did a seance over the cake or whatever so that the team would win. And then she had the stupidity to tell her friends that she had done this.
Did she put it in after baking or before baking?
Before.
Well, it baked it out of it. It sterilized it. Oh, I think so.
Yeah, probably, but still.
Well, I mean,
I'd rather be put in before than after the cake is finished, and then you kind of little icing, extra icing.
One of only two times that I ever was associated with a team where a fan was permanently banned because when our GM found out about it, he went ballistic.
Well, he should have.
Wow.
Her mistake was telling somebody.
Right.
Of course, if you don't tell anybody, what's the fun of doing something mean? Mm-hmm. There's no real payoff unless you go, you know what I did? Oh, yeah, that's not... That was part of some, say, like witchcraft ritual or something.
Exactly. Someone just
and what
called.
Was it supposed to do? Is it like a curse, make you lose or something?
To make them win. I mean, she was like... It was like to give them more energy to make them play better.
She couldn't just buy a foam finger like the rest of the fans?
A foam finger?
It's a road trip.
Jeez.
Someone just called and said...
So that game, no matter how long it went, it actually had more than three periods.
Oh, come on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Man.
Definitely
thanks,
an
everybody.
Extra period in that.
Thank you.
Someone just called and said that that was not Neil Diamond last night. It was an impersonator.
It was
70s night. In Vancouver.
That explains it.
And this guy came out. His name is Nearly Neil. That's what it's called.
His name is Neil Zirconium.
Yeah.
He's not actually Neil Diamond.
Well, let me tell you, his face looked a lot like Neil Diamond's face.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. I'm glad somebody called in because I didn't have the whole story. I was just blown away. Because I wasn't even listening to it, and as soon as I saw the guy, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Neil Diamond, before I even heard his voice.
Yeah.
Just the face made me think it was him. before I even heard him.
Well, look at Steve Davis. Do you know? You know? Frank knows Steve Davis. We all know.
I know he's my. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Who he is.
Elvis impersonator, and Steve actually looks like Elvis.
He does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, yes. Yeah. He makes him. See, does a good job.
Yeah.
You know, if you put the right clothes on, you got the hair just right, with the right sunglasses. Yeah. Yeah, he does. He looks probably is in the top five in terms of impersonators who, on stage, you go, holy cow, it's just like it could be Elvis.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd put him up there. I'm sorry. Anything else, Tim?
Well, are we going to talk about what happened before the show, or should we just bypass that?
Go ahead.
We talked about Frank.
Oh, okay.
I was going to talk about the specifics of it, but I was going to say what I said to the guy. But we can.
Oh.
Well, without getting really specific, somebody showed up to serve papers.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Put it that way.
And he thought. And he thought I was Dan. And. And he was an older guy. I hope he's listening.
By the way, Dan, people need to know Dan's not in trouble.
No,
there's nothing.
No, nothing like that. I serve papers all the time. Sometimes it's for witnesses for things, and sometimes it's for divorce papers or custody agreements civil suits, all that stuff. So this guy was out there, and he goes, "Are you Dan?" And like, you know, and he had some papers in his hand. I go, "No, I'm Tim." I said, "I'll go look for him for you." I said, "What's your name?" He goes, "William." I said, "Okay." I thought he was like a fan at first. Mm-hmm. And so I come in and I see Dan. I said, "There's a guy here looking for you." And he's like, "Well, who is he? What does he want?" You know? I'm like, "Well, Dan, why don't you get off your lazy tuchus and go out there and see? What am I?"
Well, I don't blame him. Why don't you go see, and then the guy shoots you in the face.
So, yeah, send the fat guy out to go see what he wants. Okay, so I go out there and I said, "He's producing a commercial right now." I said, "Can I tell him what's regarding?" He's like, "Well, yeah." He goes,
"Producing
he goes, "Yeah, like that would happen around here." he goes, "Well, I got some papers for him." I said, "Oh, are you here to serve him?" He says, "Well, yeah." So I go back to Dan. Now, keep in mind,
what Bob Dylan said, though. You got to serve somebody.
That's right.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thank you, man.
So we come back, and Dan was leery about going out there and meeting. Now, Dan's like, "Am I going to get arrested? What did I do?" We're like, "Dan, did you do anything wrong?" Like, Dan was in a little mini freak-out mode. And so at that point, I had to come in, and the Hard Time show was just ending. And TJ Moe, Bob Ramsey, and David Solomon are all studio. Now, at this point, when Dan doesn't come to the door for 10 minutes, this guy is pounding on the glass door. I mean, he is like, not happy. He was really, really upset that he came all the way out here and he wasn't going to get his job done. And I've been in his shoes. I know exactly what that feels like. You get aggravated when somebody's ducking you. I just told a story about the news anchor I served who was ducking, and I got him last week here in St. Louis. So then all of a sudden, Lanny goes, there's a second guy out there. No. And we're like, "What? Like, there's a second guy out there now." This was the guy that was delivering Limey's birthday cookies and balloons.
Yeah. Right?
And I told Ramsey and Mo, I said, "Now listen, I said, if I was this guy, as soon when you guys walk out of here, if I was this guy, I'd pull Lawrence Taylor and I'd just pass rush, bum rush right by you and bust into the studios and look for Dan, because the law is he would have been allowed to do that unless he was told he was trespassing and had to leave." And he knows that. And so I finally come to the door and I said, "Look, dude," I said, "we can't have you banging on the glass during the show." And I said, "He's not coming to the door." And I look at the other guy and the other guy goes, "Well, can Limey come to the door? I got a delivery for him." And I thought the guy was rope-a-doping me, like he had like the old fake cookies and balloon trick, you know, to get somebody served. You know?
Which can you do that, by the way? If you want to serve papers, can you bring a cake or something? Act like it's a birthday present.
I could fill you this whole 3-hour show with stories.
Please
of how I fake people out. I think I will. And so the guy, I'm just teasing. So the guys are like, "Yeah, I think I'll go." I go, "Limey, there's a guy here with you with cookies and the balloons." I was like, "Well, I don't give a crap about Dan. I'm going to get my cookies and my balloon." So Limey goes out there and busts the door open and takes the cookies and balloon and then slams the door shut on the guy that wanted to come in and serve Dan. And then Limey comes back in with his birthday cookies and his balloon. So I finally go to the window and I tell the guy, "Look," I said, "we can't have you," because he was really starting to bang loud. And now he's starting to kind of waltz down the wall where our studio glass is as opposed to our front door glass. And he's... He's fist banging, Frank. I mean, he's not.
And this is the cookie guy.
No, this is the server.
The
server guy.
The cookie guy.
Yeah, he went from a one knuckle knock to a two knuckle knock to a fist knock. You know, like a, I mean, he's hammering the window, and we're getting ready to go on the air.
Now, let me ask you a question. I don't know anything about serving, but two things people need to know. One, the fact that you get served is not in itself a bad thing. In fact, you can be arrested, and the fact that you were arrested could be absolutely irrelevant and meaningless, and they just had the wrong person, and sorry, right. and you're unarrested. But so serving isn't necessarily bad. But the people who are hired to serve, the reason that's so obnoxious and bang on the window, They don't get paid by the hour. They don't deliberately want it to take forever. They get paid for serving, and so they need to get it done, right?
Right. No hit, that's the way I do it. No hit, no fee.
Okay, so the longer it takes, it just means you're not making any more money. You're just taking too long to get it done.
Exactly. Okay. It's, you have to make another trip back or go try and serve somebody at their house. I've been there. Right. You know, it's aggravating. And so I go to the door and I tell this guy, I said, look, man, I said, this show starts in 2 minutes. We can't have you banging on the door. He goes, well, then I'll get the police.
Oh, he's full of crap. Go ahead.
I looked at him.
Go ahead, big show.
I looked at him. I go, are you kidding me? I said, I'm a private investigator. I serve papers, too, as part of my living. I know what I'm doing. I said, the police aren't going to give a crap if you call them and tell them. And he goes, I said, and if you don't leave now, I'm going to go next door to the owner of Kirkwood Brewhouse and tell him to make you leave because you're harassing us and you won't leave us alone and you're trespassing on his patio. And he backs up. He's like, so, you know, he didn't really know what to say when I kind of gave him the stink eye.
Tim
so,
was my muscle.
Yeah.
So Dan
finally comes out and agrees to meet with the guy. And the guy goes, well, let me tell you something. You're a private investigator. I know he's talking about in some jurisdictions. The police would force you to come out. I said, why don't you name one? Name one jurisdiction. I said, get out of here. Get off the patio, jerk.
Because I went out and told them that, too. I said, the police aren't going to do anything. I said, what do you have? So then he gives me this thing, and to my surprise, there's a check involved too. So
sometimes it pays to, you know, go to the door. Here's my only story that I had a good time doing it. By the way, folks, there's no law against evading these people and making their lives a little miserable. In fact, it's kind of fun sometimes. So years ago, my wife, I knew that I was going to get these papers, and I might add that the end of this was the very beginning of a process that ended in my favor. So I wasn't in trouble, but I didn't want to get involved before I had to. So I had been given a heads up this was coming, that I was going to get this summons or whatever it was. So my wife calls me. I'm on the way home. She goes, there's a guy sitting at the top of the driveway, and I think it's regarding that thing. I said, oh, okay. So I drove by my own house. I didn't pull in the driveway. I just drove by real slowly, and I saw him, and I saw his car. And the next day, she calls me again. She goes, he's here again. She said, he came to the door, but I didn't answer the door. I said, same guy, same car? She said, yeah, he's just sitting. He's sitting here. I said, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I said, I'm coming home, but I'm not going to park in... Oh, I'm sorry, Siri. I didn't mean to call you. Sorry. I said, but I'm not going to pull in the garage. I said, so don't... When you see me pull in, just ignore me, ignore him. I just got an idea. So I pulled in my driveway, and as I did, he pulls into the, from up the top of the street into the driveway. Mm-hmm. As he's getting out, I get out, and I go and knock on my own door like I'm looking for me.
Genius.
And so he gets out of the car, and I said, man, I hope you're not here to try to find this guy, because he's impossible. I've been trying for like a month. Have you? He goes, yeah. I go, well, let's give it a shot. Oh, bang, bang. I'm banging. And she's in there. She knows not. And I said, Well, I guess once again, I'm just going to have to give it up. And I got in my car and I drove away. He got in his car and drove away. And when I saw him go to the end of the street, I wheeled back in, went in the garage and closed the door. It was so funny standing there talking to him about what a jerk I was for not coming to the door. It was great. It was great. Anything else?
Well, just I want to give a shout out to the owner that listens to the show that was talking to my employee. His name is Greg. Hope I get this right. Greg Brakenciak. He's the owner of a company out in O'Fallon, and he's a big aim.
Yeah, good listener. Burglar's name.
Yeah.
Brakenciak.
I think that's right. So I just want to give a shout out to him. He's a big listener of the show and a big fan of yours. So.
Hello, Greg. Thank you for that. Anybody else? Burke segment? Anything?
No, I kind of shared one with Tim.
Wow.
We kind of shared it.
Weak Burke segment. All right, let's close it. Burke
he
segment.
Was my muscle for a little while.
Officially closed.
Frank, there was a guy. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. Okay, let's, yes, Tim.
I take it back.
There was a guy.
So, yesterday, for those of you who missed it, and I think it was toward the end of the show, a listener called and said, asked if we'd ever heard of Ross Schaefer, and all of us said no, and I never had heard of him. So we pulled him up on YouTube, and the guy says, wait till you hear this guy. He sounds just like Bill Cleveland. So, Dan, you sent me a YouTube clip.
Yes.
I've listened to it 30 times, probably.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe
how sounds just like
identical
him.
His voice is to Bill. So, if you admit, does anybody have it handy on YouTube to pull up this guy?
Dan, do you still remember the video that you had yesterday, or do you want me to pull it up?
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
Okay.
It won't take long. In 5 seconds, you'll hear what you'd swear is the voice of Bill Cleveland. And we're trying to decide that, and I saw the guy, so he doesn't look anything like Bill. So either Bill has another life and a great makeup person that he's working with to give him this beautiful head of hair and a different face, or it's just somebody who sounds like Bill. I guess we have to go with that. Do you have this thing yet? Is it up?
Well, I think he's looking right now.
Any of you who have heard Bill Cleveland over the years, he has a very, I think, a very distinctive voice and delivery. And there's a lot of David Letterman in it,
because
by his own admission, Bill used to watch David Letterman way too much. But this is Ross Schaefer.
That's why they know they have come to one provocative show.
That's all you need to hear. That's all you need to hear.
That is Bill Cleveland.
Wow. Boy, I just wanted for those who didn't get to hear it yesterday to hear it. How are we doing on time? Oh, hey, we're doing okay. Next hour, 4 o'clock, after we check in with whoever we're going to talk to at Landolf,
Sticks and Jim Sappho.
Three Sticks and Sappho. They're kind of
and we have some calls too.
Taking over the stage, and we do have some calls. So let's do this. Burke segment's closed. Let's just take calls about whatever. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Brian, I'm going to guess it's we need to come up with a name for Brian, like it's our Brian. Or something like that. I think that's who this is.
Brian
with right?
One eye.
No.
Yeah.
Brian, how are you?
Yeah, Tim calls me One-Eyed Brian.
One-Eyed Brian.
Why do I hear myself? Okay, it's gone now.
Is it gone?
There we go. Well, yeah, what's going on, Brian?
Yeah, so two things. It's a small world because I know that Greg gentleman that Tim was just talking about. He's actually a really good guy. I've worked with him for about 20 years, you know. Tim, just you know that.
Small world after all.
Yeah. That's how I was calling. And so I was in on a business trip this week, and just
that's
so you
a good
know,
story. That's a great story. Brian always has good stories. Thank you, Brian.
Give him a pass.
So oh, he's not finished. Okay.
We listened to the podcast two nights in a row to your show. So some people in Colorado area had never heard your show. Well, we listened to the podcast. I put it on in the room while we were working, just so you know, and everybody really loved the show, you know?
Great. You know, maybe we'll get a big following in Colorado.
Yeah. I just thought I'd share that with you. Another quick thing is, I'm curious to know, what do you guys, I asked Dan what you guys were talking about, and he said, seriously, you were talking about trimming nose hairs and stuff. I don't know if that's being sarcastic, but. So what are you guys using for your shaving stuff? Are you using an electric shaver? And if so, what's a good model to get?
All right, I'll go first, and we'll go around the room. I have, this is strange to me. I've had no less than 30 emails since I guess 3 years ago, I mentioned an electric razor that I use, because my entire life I couldn't use electric razors. I got suckered into that Norelco 3 floating heads with Santa Claus, a Christmas commercial, chewed my face up, and then along came Victor Kiam, who says, I liked it so much I bought the company, Remington. So I thought, wow, that's pretty impressive. That's a great sales pitch. So I bought a Remington. It chewed my face up. I looked like dogs had been gnawing on my face. So I went back to, single blade, double blade, quadruple blade, swivel head, whatever. And then, and Dan knows this guy, a very good friend, got ALS. And he became unable to shave himself. So his wife, Marianne, had to shave him. And she had bought a Braun, B-R-A-U-N, electric razor with a self-cleaning base. And you replace a liquid cartridge, it cleans itself. And I commented on, wow, what a smooth shave Tom had. She says, oh, and she showed it to me. She said, here, it's plugged over here in the kitchen. And he'd sit at the kitchen table, she'd shave it. I was so impressed, I thought, well, I'm going to give this electric razor thing one more shot. So I bought a Braun. I just bought, this is so weird you asked this, Brian, within the last 7 days, I just bought, because I was in one of the big box stores, and they had on sale the new Braun 8 series, and I bought one. So I own 4 Braun electric shavers, because over the, I can't throw stuff away like that. If it still holds a charge and works, like, someday I may need that. Probably won't. So Braun Series 8 now, but Series 7 is certainly, and it's the only electric. Victor Kiam used to say, shaves as close as a blade. And I thought, well, that is either the most outrageous, exaggerated statement, or if it's true, that's the razor I want. And I'm telling you, it is as close as any blade shave I ever had. So I'm now a Braun guy. Limey, what do you shave with?
To trim my beard, I use a Remington. I think it's just like an all-in-one grooming kit. And then when it comes to doing
all in one, like you groom your pubes too with it?
Yeah, man, I guess I could. Yeah, sure.
Why yes, not? You could. You know you do.
I know I do, right? Use that setting, make it look bigger.
Manscape.
But yeah, no, for the beard and I guess the pubes, I use the Remington all-in-one grooming kit.
Be careful, because if you use wrong attachment on your face, your nose will look like your penis.
No,
you gotta
man,
be careful.
That'd be terrible.
That would be.
And then to clean up the neck, I use like a Schick Hydro, and I just use that.
Hold on, you mean Schick?
That's the one, Schick. Thank you. Schick.
Schick.
Schick. I guess that's another word for flack. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I use.
So you're a multitasker when it comes to
I like
razor,
having that
blade, and
I don't want any stubble or anything on my neck. Like, I haven't shaved this morning, but I prefer it to be clean and, you know, shaved.
Dan,
well.
What do you shave with, Dan?
I just have like a Mach 3 razor. But I would,
that's a blade.
That's
a
blade.
That's a Gillette, right?
Yeah. But I might get this Braun thing that you're talking about, because anytime I've done electric, it's just chewed my face up.
Me too.
So I might try this Braun.
All right. I could actually bring it sometime. You just take it and, you know, don't shave that morning and see what you think. Tim, what do you use?
Well, this is an interesting subject, because on the days that I don't believe in God and I believe that we're just the cruel joke of some seventh grader from an alien civilization science project.
So Monday,
I'm sort of with you in that some days I just believe you are a cruel joke.
Yeah.
Not all of us.
Who else would create a species in which we grow hair on our head and our face, and then as we get older, it stops growing on the head and it starts growing in your ear and on your back?
No, it is cruel.
Yeah, it is cruel.
And I want to add one other thing that I don't like. And I used to be really proud of how hairy my legs were. And I still have an abundance of back hair. I'm losing leg hair. I don't like it. I don't like that. I liked having really hairy legs. So that's another cruel thing from nature as you get older.
So this is a two-part answer. I used the Schick 5-blade razor for my face.
Ooh, 5 blades.
The 5-blade, they're expensive. But then for my back, there's areas of my back that I can't reach. So I have to bribe my housekeeper an extra $20 to put on vinyl gloves and then get a bottle of Nair, which is hair removal for women. For
well, first of all, why do you shave your back?
I don't shave it. That's what I'm saying. This is how I get rid of the hair.
Why do you remove back hair?
I can't because I don't like it.
Be
in women.
Be proud of your back
it.
Hair, man.
No, no.
Be proud of it.
I don't like it, and women hate it even worse. Women don't like it. Women don't
not
like
all
a
women.
Hairy back.
Not all well, women.
Take a poll.
No, I don't have to. Oh, you know what? Let's do take a poll.
Okay.
No, I think that's a great idea. And I'm not going to take a stand. I'm not going to say, well, you watch this. Most women like back hair. Because I think it's an age thing. I think if the person who calls is
Brian
a 28.
Brian's still on the phone, by the way.
Oh, hi, Brian. How you doing? I think if it's a 28-year-old woman, she'll go, oh, it's disgusting. I don't like back hair.
Yeah.
If it's a 60-year-old woman who was in love with Sean Connery as James Bond, who looked like a gorilla when he took his shirt off, she's going to go, oh, no, that's a manly thing back hair. So I'm going to say, it's going to be a generational split.
Yeah,
that's what it'll
well,
be.
Well, if you don't like it, I'm telling you, Nair is an amazing trick. It takes one bottle, you put it on your back for about 4 minutes, then go stand in the shower, and you can just louver it off, and it just comes.
But
right
it
off.
Wouldn't work inside your nose or your ears.
Well,
it'd
be
too
stank.
Strong.
It'd be a little too dangerous. I wouldn't put it around your private parts either. But you know,
you're not going to put it on my private parts.
No, I said I wouldn't if I was.
No, you said I wouldn't put it on your private parts. That's what you said. You said I wouldn't put it on your like you wouldn't put
actually,
it on my private
after
parts.
This
no, you sure won't.
After this conversation, Frank, I changed my mind. I think I would put it on your private parts.
Oh boy,
you got to catch me first. I can't run very well, but I'd run from that, buddy. So, I'm sorry, Brian, we forgot all about you. You're still with us, aren't you?
Yeah. There's one quick thing, though. Years ago at a job I was at, there was a lady who, I have back hair. I'm not joking. This lady actually propositioned me. I swear on my life it's true. She did. And she kept running her hand down my back, and she said, she's like, I love men with back hair. I swear.
Yeah.
And she actually just outright asked me, she's like, if you ever want to get together, he's like, just say the place.
See?
Whoa.
See? There you go. I have two questions. One, how long ago was this that this happened?
Yesterday.
Six years ago.
6 years ago.
Yes.
How old was the woman?
She was about 31 at the time.
How did she know you had hair on your back?
Because she kept putting her hand down my shirt.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Now, wait a second. Hold on. Brian, I met your wife. Look, you don't mind if I tell people this. Brian.
Go ahead.
Brian's a very generous guy. Brian's a very generous guy. Brian's a guy that paid. He and his wife had dinner with me and my wife last year, and he paid $4,000 that went to St. Jude for dinner. So I met your wife. How long have you been married?
21 years now.
And 6 years ago, a woman is putting her hand down your shirt, your back, and feeling your back hair, and said, hey, let's go to bed. I love your back hair. Does your wife know this story?
Yeah, I told her the whole story. It was hilarious. And the gal, she was a trainer at my job. She was like a trainer. She would train the employees for stuff.
Okay, so to answer Kim's question, how did she see your back hair? You were working out or something? Had your shirt off?
No, I have hairy arms, so she just put her hand down my back, and she would come by and pet my arms all the time, and she'd like grab
you
my arm.
Lucky.
It was the weirdest thing.
Not weird. Know? That's hot.
I didn't turn her into HR or anything. I did not. I thought it was
sometime, Brian.
You got her number?
Brian, sometime maybe you could shoot me an email and tell me the real story.
Yeah, if you get my drift when your wife's not listening.
No, the bottom line is I told her I was married, seriously, and I just said, nothing can happen.
Right.
But and she was
nothing can happen.
It would have been an interracial thing too. I shouldn't go there, but that's like she wasn't a Caucasian, so she just said, "I love white guys with hair." That's what she kept saying to me.
As opposed to black guys with hair, she just had a thing for white guys with body hair.
Yeah,
well,
it was weird.
Good for her. It's not weird. Well, here's what's weird. All of a sudden, for whatever reason, and I don't know what it is, we go from women drooling over not just Sean Connery, but a number of guys. You watch older movies and they're at the beach and the guy takes his shirt off. He did tons of hair. So that was hot and sexy. We go from that to guys looking like wet seals. You know, it's slick and no hair, like hairless. Almost abnormal for a guy to be completely hairless if he's not naturally, like born that way. So I don't know what happened. I don't know how that happened. Anybody have any suggestions as to why? Don't give me the swimmer thing, because, okay, I get that. Swimmers, that drags on the, it creates drag in the water. I get that. If you're not a swimmer and you shave your legs or your back hair or your whole body and chest, I'm not going to tell you what I think that might mean, but I just, it doesn't seem normal to me, just me. So, Brian, did you, I think we answered a lot of your questions.
Yeah, you know, thanks for letting me go on and on. I appreciate it, guys. Have a good
night. When you pay $4,000 to have dinner with me, you can go on an hour a day for the next year. I don't care. Hey, I mean,
well, we're going to do it again, if that's all right.
No, I know. He's this guy, folks, is already in for, he's already stepped up and said, okay, $4,000 next year for Action for Autism through Window World. So I'll hold you to it, but I know I don't have to because I know you're good for it and I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. To say hi to your wife.
We'll do. Bye.
Okay. How about that? Runs her hand down his back and says, I want to sleep with you because you got back hair. I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me. Oh, yeah, none. let's see. Is George still on here?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to George. We have a couple, well, only a couple minutes. George, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's going on?
AM in the PM. How are you?
Good, George. What's up? I got 2 minutes. Yours.
2 minutes, right on. I'll make it like Mike Evans. Please hold for a second.
I can hear some drinking.
He was doing Evans drinking
thing. I see what he's doing.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Only Mike can pull that off.
Hey, you're talking about nose hairs and stuff.
Right.
My dad had an abundance of nose hairs. I mean, they would grow like 3 or 4 times a month. I mean, they would just like hang out and curl up, you know, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Dad, what are you doing? You know, I'm young. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, well, I'm trying to get these little, you know, spiders coming out of my nose. And I'm going, spiders? He goes, well, it's hair, you know, and it grows. So, we moved
how does this,
to a new
what, is there,
church.
What's the end of this story? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, we moved to a new church, and there was a guy there, Frank, I'm telling you right now, from head to toe, this guy was covered in hair. I'm not
like
talking
like Rob, no, like Robin Williams. Robin Williams was an extremely
hairy. Oh, yeah,
this
guy was, make Robin Williams look like he was naked.
Naked.
What?
Naked.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have any hair. This is hair. I mean, he was damn near a Sasquatch.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, around his face and, you know, going around his back. And, I mean, I was just like, I didn't think he was normal.
Well, I don't know if that would be considered normal, but, you know.
He gets Sasquatches at, like, Eckerd's with the pumpkins and those other things, can't you? But they're good around this time.
What are you talking about?
The squash
what the heck are
and
you
stuff
talking
like that.
About?
You know.
You think that's a joke? Like, were you trying to make a squash joke?
Yeah. Yeah.
George, I'm sorry.
Well, you know.
Your 2 minutes is up, too. I'm sorry about that.
You know, you're wrong about that. I still got a $1.59.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Hey, sorry, man, I love your show. I love talking to you guys. Keep it up.
All right.
And I'm doing well on the cancer. I'll keep you informed.
All right. We love you, too, not in a sexual way. Thank you, George.
Thank you for saying that.
Okay. See, he's relieved that I'm not sexually attracted to him. I have to do a bit of business. We can keep this up if you'd like. We got to check in with Jim Not So Slim at Three Sticks at Londoff, and then Dr. Doug. I liked it when he came in. I wish he'd do that more often because he doesn't seem to know how to hold the telephone when he talks. He goes, we tell him, and then he, you know, straightens it out. But I'm sure that'll be fine today. If you have a pet, think about getting a pet. 4 o'clock hour, Dr. Doug. First Community Credit Union. As you know by now, unless you just started listening today, their latest branch, newest branch, opened a couple of weeks ago in Waterloo, Illinois, in front of Walmart on North Route 3. I lived in Waterloo for just 2 years, only 2 years, and there was no First Community Credit Union in Waterloo. In fact, I didn't have my first actual banking account that I had. I was 18, so I was out of there by then. I'm 18 years old. I had to open an account because I had to make my own $53 a month car payment on my Datsun 510 sedan, because my parents certainly couldn't afford to make it. And boy, was I proud, and did I feel like an adult. You're going to bank somewhere, probably. So why not just consider this? This time every year, this is something First Community Credit Union does, and it brings a lot of new members in. It's simply this. They'll give you at least $100 if you will move your car loan from somewhere else to First Community Credit Union. That's it. No strings, no hitch. $100 at least put in an account for you just for moving your car loan. And here's what very possibly will happen, too. Your car payment will be lower because they are famous for their very competitive auto rates. So think about that. It's not going to last forever. They only do it toward the end of the year, once a year. Auto loan. You probably have one. Move it. Please think about it. We'd love to have you join us as a member of what we think is a